Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour, bringing you the latest Catholic headlines for Monday, the 12th of September. In his Angelus address yesterday, Pope Benedict marked the anniversary of the September 11 terrorist attacks with a call to reject violence and for a Eucharistic spirituality that rejects indifference towards others. He said, "I invite the leaders of nations and men of goodwill to always refuse violence as the solution to problems, to resist the temptation toward hatred, and to work in society inspired by the principles of solidarity, justice, and peace." He entrusted the attack's victims and their families to the Lord of Life. The Pope also wrote a letter to the U.S. Bishops' Conference President Archbishop Timothy Dolan, saying that terrorism cannot be justified under any circumstances. "Every human life is precious in God's sight," he wrote, "and no effort should be spared in the attempt to promote throughout the world a genuine respect for the inalienable rights and dignity of individuals and peoples everywhere." Pope Benedict delivered his Angelus address at a shipyard in the Adriatic port of Ancona, where he presided at the conclusion of the 25th Italian National Eucharistic Congress. An estimated 100,000 people attended Sunday Mass with the Pope. In the Pope's homily during the Mass, he reflected on the Congress's theme, the Eucharist for everyday life. In giving himself daily in the Eucharist, he explained, "God offers the path to avoid indifference to the fate of our brothers and sisters, to enter the same logic of love and the gift of sacrifice of the cross. Those who know how to kneel before the Eucharist," he said, "those who receive the body of Christ cannot fail to be attentive in the unfolding of the day to situations unworthy of man and to know firsthand how to bend over the needy, how to break bread with the hungry, how to share water with the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the sick and imprisoned." He praised a Eucharistic spirituality as an antidote to individualism and selfishness. The spirituality leads to the rediscovery of gratuity and the centrality of relationships, especially our relationship with God. He said, "Man is incapable of giving life by himself. He can only be understood starting from God. It is our relationship with him that gives consistency to our humanity and makes our lives good and right." Well, in other news regarding Pope Benedict, last week he urged the British government to root its policies in objective values, saying that this is especially important in light of the events in England this summer. He told the new British ambassador to the Vatican, Nigel Baker, that policies must be based on enduring values, since acting to the contrary and the resulting moral relativism only leads to frustration and despair and a lack of regard for others' lives and liberty. The Holy Father referenced Baker's address in which he said that his government wishes to employ policies that are based on enduring values that cannot be simply expressed in legal terms. Benedict XVI observed, "Policymakers are therefore right to look urgently for ways to uphold excellence in education, to promote social opportunity and economic mobility, to examine ways to favour long-term employment and to spread wealth much more fairly and broadly throughout society." The Pope added that the essential values of society should be fostered through the defence of life and the family, the sound moral education of the young, and a fraternal regard for the poor and the weak, saying that this would surely help to rebuild a positive sense of one's duty in charity towards friends and strangers alike in the local community. Archbishop John Battersby of Brisbane has told the Catholic Leader newspaper that climbing Mount Sinai with more than 50 young Catholics on a 12-day pilgrimage before World Youth Day was one of the greatest moments of his life. He said, "There were absolutely hundreds of people on the top of Mount Sinai, and we waited there for that orange-coloured sun to appear above the horizon. It touched us very deeply when through God's holy power the sun rose. It was almost impossible not to have tears in our eyes on the mountain where the Ten Commandments were given to Moses. That gift from God himself started a new world in the Old Testament, and that new world is still there." The leader also reported that of amusement to the group was that its Muslim guide kept referring to Archbishop Battersby as his bishop. "The Muslim guide was checking to see how I was travelling on the climb up to Mount Sinai. He kept asking, 'Where is my bishop?'" Archbishop Battersby said, and the people in the group would say, "But he's our bishop." The experience is one of many memorable moments in the Archbishop's recent life. Others include the Brisbane Archdiocese sesquicentenary celebrations, securing St. Mary of the Cross as Archdiocesan patron, and the state government's recent recognition of his leadership of the Brisbane Archdiocese. And finally, North America's youngest bishop has announced his episcopal ordination with a tweet. Yesterday, 40-year-old Thomas Dowd of Montreal tweeted, "It's official, I'm a bishop." In fact, throughout the day, the cheerful blogger, whose site is called Waiting in Joyful Hope, used Twitter to update the world on the biggest day of his life. "Off to the sacristy for the final stretch," he tweeted at one point. "The next time I check in, I'll be a successor of the apostles," he also tweeted. Perhaps it's the first time in history that a man has used social media to proclaim his episcopal ordination. Anyway, that's it for today's show. Please contact us. The number is 800-515-530, or the email is therushhour@cradio.org.au. Perhaps you know another bishop who has tweeted his ordination. Well, have a great day, and we'll be back with you tomorrow morning. God bless.